fans, welcome to the Radiant Eclipse MLP Talk Show. This is episode 6, recorded on Thursday, May 17th, 2012. My name's Vanicus, and I'll be your guide through this wonderful world of rainbow-colored equins. Please put your hosts together for this week's co-hosts.
Hello, I'm Flutterdashy from the EFR chat.
Hello, I am Kulan from Deviantart.
Every week, we start off the show by introducing our special guest. This week's show focuses on a blog filly who goes by the name of Jen. However, Jen is naturally mute. So, for the entire show, Crescendo of Everfree Radio has agreed to read aloud everything she says on the program. So without any further delay, welcome to the show.
Hello everyone, nice to be here. My name is Jen, and I'm currently living in Quebec, Canada. I work and go to school, training for my dream job in child and elderly care. I'm an amateur writer with one fanfic under my name, working on a second, but ideas have been tough to come by. I would say my favorite character out of the main six is Fluttershy, just because of our similarities, but my favorite character has to be one a lot of bronies hate on, and that's Peppermint Twist. As to the actual why, I guess I feel there isn't any love for her, plus she's a cute character. My favorite episode would have to be The Return of Harmony Parts 1 and 2, the episodes that had Discord. Well, they're the first episodes I ever watched, and just Discord's appearance in the show made me fall in love with it. The thing I enjoy most about the fandom are all the My Little Pony Tumblr blogs. They're probably the biggest collection of bronies I've seen, and they give us free hours.
Hello, my name's Kulan. I usually dwell over on the Deviant Arts, and I write fan fiction usually for a living. Sometimes I draw, and generally I run a group. It's nothing big. You can just go check it out on my page. My favorite characters on the show, that would be a toss-up. I could say Twilight, because Twilight is awesome. Cheerily is best background pony, obviously. You can tell, because she knows everything about everything. Pinkie Pie is also one of the best ponies of the main six, other than Twilight Sparkle, of course. My favorite episode, again, a toss-up. There are many that I would like to say are my favorite episode. Mystery on the Friendship Express was pretty hilarious.
Yes. I agree with you on that one.
Also, the season finale of season 2 could also be considered one of my favorite episodes. Then again, it's two episodes. Pinkie Pie and Twilight, two of my favorite ponies, had a small interaction where Pinkie used Twilight as a Gatling gun, which was very, very enlightening, I must say. I thought many things about that moment. What I enjoy most out of the fandom, I could say, is the music that it produces. I really love the music, probably The Living Tombstone being one of my favorites, Simgratina, Alex S. being a favorite of everyone's. I also enjoy the fanfiction, all of the fanfiction. I read, I review, I write. It's part of what I do, basically.
I'm waiting for when Hasbro makes the Twilight Gatling gun for everyone to play with.
Every time we have a new guest, we're obligated to learn about how awesome they are and the day-to-day activities that make their lives unique. So, Jen, how did you become a brony?
Well, actually, I became a brony through my uncle. But before that, I wanted nothing to do with the show or the people around it. I wasn't a hater or anything. I just found it odd that older generations were interested in such a thing. But eventually I gave it a try under the ushering eye of my uncle. I loved it.
I wish my uncle showed me ponies, because that just sounds awesome.
Well, I'm not exactly sure how he got into it, but he did want me to join the herd.
Oh.
So, how long have you been drawing?
Not long, actually. Probably 2 months now. I actually started as a role-playing blog, then after witnessing the gleeful horror that was Pinkamina Diane Pie, I wanted to try. But back then, all I had to work with was a paint program that came with the old computer I still use today. I eventually got better and found Sai to make the things you see today. The characters are always changing. For example, the OC for My Little Mafia was my first OC. She started with a full red mane and a black coat, and as an alicorn with a cutie mark, then eventually turned into a pegasus with a white coat, red hair, and yellow trim, but eventually she turned grey with the hair colours she has now. But due to a weird event with another blog OC named Wildcard, dumped the whole OC, but she came back after I came up with the idea of My Little Mafia, same as before, just an Earth Pony.
Alright, so you run several Tumblrs. Which one is your favourite and why?
Oh, that's a hard one. I love all my blogs like they were my children. The one that steps up the most at the moment is Blog Talk Interview or the blog mods. So much fun, but I love my Mafia and Blackstar blogs just as much.
Who do you want to interview most on Blog Talk?
That's extremely hard to answer. I would say jitters or discarded Doctor Who's, but I know for a fact he wouldn't go for it. He said many times that he likes to remain mysterious to every brownie, but a close second would probably be Flutter Guy. His close friends say he's one of the greatest guys in the world. It just makes me curious and want to interview him to see if it's true. And an even closer third is the new artist for Pinkamino Diane Pie.
Alright, so what would you like to see most in the upcoming season of Friendship is Magic?
Well, firstly, I'd like to see a Scootaloo episode. I want to know more about her personally. Is she an orphan? If not, who are her parents? We need this answered. Two, I would like to see an episode where the main six go to Las Pegasus, Tartarus, and other places that were mentioned.
So, do you listen to any brony musicians? And if so, which ones are your favorite?
Yes, I do. My favorites are The Living Tombstone, Brony Dance Party, Mike the Microphone, and Jackalab. But The Living Tombstone is my favorite with his version of Discord.
Why did you start making art on Tumblr? Were you impressed by another blog and wanted to do the same?
Like I've said, Pinkamino made me want to start. Inspiration just radiated from his/her work.
So, Derpy Who's is commonly believed to be handicapped. Being handicapped yourself, how do you feel about her character and how she's portrayed by the fandom? Was she an inspiration to you? How do you feel about Hasbro's alteration, and do you feel they made the right choice?
I have nothing wrong with the way she was portrayed. She hasn't done anything but bump into a pole. I've seen worse in cartoons. It was a nice shout out to the fans. The quick alterations to Derpy weren't needed. A couple of people cried over nothing, but if Hasbro didn't need to change it, they wouldn't have. They did it because they had to.
Very good answer, actually.
A while back, rumors had it that in the Diablo 3 beta, Blizzard planned on hiding a secret cow level once again. But instead of cows, this time they wanted to be a little more whimsical. Welcome to Whimsy Shire, the magical land where dreams come true. Not only are there exploding clouds with gigantic smiley faces, you may be privileged enough to encounter an angry swarm of not-caring bears and not-so-little ponies. So, what are your impressions on this secret level? What was Blizzard's motivation? And who knows, maybe they're just trying to have fun. So what do you guys think?
I'm pretty sure their motivation behind that was just to, like, shout out to the bronies and how they think that they're kind of silly, but at the same time, they know that they would play their game. So they kind of did it to kind of reference to what bronies do and how they are around and how many of them there are.
I guess it's not a direct pony reference. I mean, yes, there are ponies in it, but, you know, they also had, like, the Care Bears in it too, which I thought was awesome. And just the exploding treasure chest cloud barrel things. Gotta love them.
And Blizzard tends to do silly things.
Yeah, being a player of World of Warcraft for a couple of years, back a long time ago, back in my day, I played World of Warcraft for a couple of years. Blizzard does a lot of cheesy jokes. Like, in the new Mists of Pandaria expansion, there is one person named after a famous actor in the new starting zone for the new race, and I'm not sure who it is, but it's a very well-known actor, and he is a money-grubbing goblin. It's cheesy, but very true in a political sense.
I actually heard about this rumor for a while, and I talked about it, I think, in our last episode of Equestrian Tides, before we migrated to Everfree, and we were talking about it, because when they were talking about the actual beta, and people were finding snippets of Celestia.
People were finding snippets of Meow.
They were finding the snippets within the actual code itself referencing My Little Pony character names. Like, one was, like, called Nightmarity, and, gosh, there was a Friendship is Magic joke as well. And who could forget Nightmare Tentacle Pony? So there was definitely some, you could tell they wanted it to make it really, really grotesque and dark. But I think Blizzard changed their mind and decided to go with, instead of the creepy ponies, whoa, Celestia! She's chewing on the mic cable. One moment. Get off the fridge, Celestia.
Princess Celestia, how many times have I told you about not getting on the refrigerator?
So, I was completely distracted by Princess Celestia. We were talking about Diablo, the codes. Oh yeah, so they were going to think about making it very serious and dark, but it looks like they changed their mind outside of the beta, and in the final release, made it super whimsical and intentionally made everything really bright and colorful, which I think is just as funny.
I think everything needs a little whimsy now and again. And now that Blizzard has brought the word whimsy back, it will never be dropped again. Trust me.
You already think of Shire as kind of like this peaceful and pleasant place anyway.
Sorry, I'm off to kill ponies in a cheerful place. Be right back.
Exactly.
Alright. No, Jen gets to be the bonbon, where every time she's on the show, we'll have someone else voice her.
Mine's got rocks in it!
I didn't put those in my bag!
Just imagine a monk from Diablo 3 just punching the faces of innocent little Care Bears and stealing money from floating happy clouds.
It's very out of place, but the contrast is just so weird. It works. So, food connoisseur Anthony Bourdain of Travel Channel's No Reservations got a hold of some actual pony meat.
Dear God.
The video he was featured in, simply called Anthony Bourdain Eats Rainbow Dash, is a 20-second clip, and the humor is satirical at its best. The meat itself looks like pork and may very well be delicious. So, do you think it's right to eat pony meat? Would you try some yourself? What if pony bacon is the next best thing?
Well, let's see. It depends. I mean, if you're obviously a huge brony fan, you're going to want to care for all ponies, but really, in actuality, the only good kind of ponies are the ones on the show. The regular kind of ponies, they're just like the regular kind of every other creature on Earth that, you know, eats grass and poops everywhere.
No. Just no.
I mean, if you want to eat pony meat, go ahead.
It's meat. It's a food type, and it's from a horse.
And that video's name does not deserve the name it has, because that's actually really weird.
I think the interesting part of the video is when Anthony starts humming the theme song, and he even gives a shout-out to Rainbow Dash.
This is to Rainbow Dash. I'm gonna eat all of your pony flesh. This is a shout-out to all you brownies out there. I'm eating your most precious Pegasus. Sonic says,
"That's no good."
Yep, I'm eating your pony.
It's meat. It's cooked. It's meant for eating. You should eat it. It's yum delicious yum to some people. Actually, maybe very well disgusting. But it's food meant to be eaten, so why not eat it? It's horse meat.
I don't know. I've had deer.
Deer is good.
Deer bacon is good.
Now, what's interesting, since we're on the topic of animal meats that people don't normally eat, deer is very sweet.
It's wild.
And I had deer in the form of meatballs and spaghetti, and it was very interesting. Lamb is also very sweet meat. Don't normally eat lamb. Actually, just the idea of eating a baby lamb is kind of horrifying when you think about it.
Okay, yeah.
But without trying to disturb the audience members, because this is a discussion on the consumption of animals, thanks to Anthony Bourdain.
Remember, fillies and colts, you could grow up one day to be delicious food.
Spike says that would never happen.
Deer meat, like you said, it is pretty sweet.
Literally.
It's okay. I've had deer bacon. My friend went hunting one time, brought back some deer bacon. It was delicious. It was amazing. Along with squirrel. Squirrel isn't, it's a taste.
Venison sausage is really good.
It's unique, though admittedly, I really did enjoy squirrel bacon. I'm not even kidding. He brought home squirrel bacon one time, and I'm like, "Hey dude, could I try a sample of your squirrel bacon?" And he's like, "Okay, man." So he gave me some squirrel bacon, and I love squirrel bacon. Whenever he goes hunting, I ask him, "Hey, go kill some squirrels, man.
Let's eat some squirrel on a stick. Mmm, you can taste the rabies."
Since we're talking about squirrels now, cool bit of trivia. I think it's Hurricane Fluttershy, and a squirrel runs up to talk to Twilight Sparkle, and one of the ponies, maybe it's Spike, he says, "Oh, hey Twilight, what's the squirrel saying?" And Twilight just rolls her eyes and goes, "I don't know, I don't speak squirrel." However, Tara Strong, who voices Twilight Sparkle, voices Bubbles from Powerpuff Girls, and Bubbles talks to squirrels. So that was a very cleverly hidden joke in the writing. So
that's actually really clever. Twilight Sparkle should read up on talking to squirrels. She could really learn the squirrel language and become a squirrel queen.
Oh my gosh, Twilight Sparkle, queen of the squirrels.
Dude, Fluttershy would get so jealous.
Yes, gotta agree with you on that one.
I'll co-write that with you. We'll make this happen. All right, guys, you heard us. We're gonna do it. We have to get enough positive feedback in the comments, though. Otherwise, we won't. So you guys gotta speak up. If Twilight, queen of the squirrels, is gonna become a thing.
But Fluttershy is already the animal queen.
And she's gonna send her squirrels, and they will take all of Trixie's pine cones, and then we can get Brony Mike in on the discussion.
What could happen is that Fluttershy and Twilight could gather their own hordes of squirrels and have a gigantic squirrel war.
Oh, but over what? That's gonna be my favorite deviation on this show so far.
Transition
mode activated.
I was on Equestria Daily when there was these ramblings about the Brony Thank You Fund being a scam. Seth Eastow did some research and addressed the public. Apparently, the rumor is that they never actually intended to fund the commercial, and they were going to make off with the money. Equestria Daily has personally contacted the hub, and the spokesperson for the hub confirmed that the net Network has been contacted by this group about the possible purchases of Commercial Time. Here's what they had to say. And this was quoted from the post on Equestria Daily. Most of you guys know who they are, so be sure to check them out. So, and this is what the article said. First off, we have fully funded the ad, including all expected administrative costs and expenses to fulfill donor perks. All money now being collected is now going to our first charitable donation, to be announced in the next few weeks. We're currently in negotiations with a well-known national charity to be our designated donor for the ad, and recipient of our first financial donation. Funds beyond that will go for filing fees with the IRS to establish a permanent Brony charitable tax-exempt fund, which just sounds plain awesome. We need to raise about another $1,500 to both make our initial plan donation and file our IRS Form 1023. Luckily, we have been graciously offered the pro bono services of a Florida Brony lawyer, Andrew Schwartz, who has some expertise in taxation law and has assisted nonprofits in filing for tax-exempt status before. At the moment, the newly created Brony Thank You Fund incorporated as a New Hampshire registered nonprofit corporation. We have a new website to go with the new corporation, www.bronythankyoufund.org. You can make direct donations to the fund via PayPal there, or buy some of the Cafe Press merchandise with one of the two awesome fund logos that Pixel Kitty's designed. It's also where you can go to learn about how to submit a video and possibly become one of our on-air spokesponies for the ad that will air in the fall. Remember that the submission deadline for videos is June 1st. And speaking of spokesponies, the Brony who will represent the $500 Be a Star donor has been selected, and we couldn't be happier. 18-year-old Maria Oman, a high school senior from Colorado, will appear on air praising the ponies and their makers. Finally, we've been chatting with William Anderson, who is awesome, and he really wants to dig into the music side of the project with both hooves. He's asked us to send him the top 10 to 20 scores we receive for him to listen to, and help us choose a lucky Brony to work directly with him on the final polish. Wow. Note, do not send anything directly to him. There'll be a press release later in the summer to describe how to submit a score for consideration. Our current subject to change at any time plans are to have a rough cut to show at BronyCon and a final version to premiere at Canterot Gardens before the commercial airs during the premiere week of My Little Pony Friendship is Magic in the fall. Until then, the best way to keep up with the project are to subscribe to our Twitter feed at BronyThankYou, participate in the production forum at bronies.lifefora.com, and check out the blogs on the corporate website, which is bronythankyoufund.org. The president of the fund, Coder, even showed up on Everfree Radio. What are your views on this major public charity? Are you excited to see it air on the hub during season 3 of My Little Pony? Also, which Brony do you think should be the spokesperson? There's a lot I would like to choose from, but right now, I would so vote for Dusty Cat. To see him on a commercial? I know everyone's already thought it, Seth Eastow from Equestria Daily, because he runs a super popular blog, so seeing him in a commercial would be funny, because he's a kick. I would say so. I think they're at 180 million views.
Yeah, that's a lot. And I think he would be the person to choose for it, either him or Dusty, but both of them know the Brony community very well.
I think it'd be cool for Seth Eastow to get in, just because I think he's worked hard for EQD, but there's other Bronies I would like to see more, and Dusty Cat is probably at the top of the list, just because he's awesome.
Oh, definitely.
So, Dusty Cat, if you're listening to this, we want you on the commercial.
And back to the question, what are your views on this major public charity?
Oh yeah, the charity. What of it? Just seeing a Brony funded and approved commercial on the hub is awesome in itself.
Yes.
That will be really great.
Just seeing a commercial made by the fans, funded by the fans, and then shown to the world is just like mind-boggling in itself. It's just awesome.
It will be a really big step for BronyKind.
Well, and just other fandoms in general. How many
exactly.
How many other fandoms can you think of that's raised money of their own to have commercials on nonprofit charity organizations?
I'll give you a clue. Adventure Time did not.
About Adventure Time, it was good and then it was bad. It was good before it was bad. And on the topic of Cartoon Network shows, regular show just keeps getting better. Same with MLP. Little known fact, they are the same show.
Oh, gosh.
They're both produced by Lauren Faust, and Mordecai is voiced by Tara Strong. Rigby is voiced by Ashley Ball, I believe.
Then who does John DeLancey voice? I forget.
I think that's Skips. Skips is John DeLancey.
So somebody in the comments should confirm this, because I just might not be sure.
Yeah, I think I did enough research on Regular Show.
I've never seen a single episode of Regular Show, so for all I know, it's true. I want to believe it's true, so it will be. Just keep telling yourself that, Vanicus. Okay, I will. Cool.
The voices in my head tell me to.
But then I thought ponies, and it was okay. Oh no, what has this fandom done to me? You just have one of those moments where you think, how did I get here? What led to these decisions in my life?
You should donate to charity. Charity is a non-profit organization where you donate to something and it gets put into charity, which is a non-profit organization. It helps things. It helps raise new charities, which are actually non-profit organizations.
I, Crescendo, want to add, you should all obey the Hypnotoad.
Obey Hypnotoad.
Yes, donate, and if you're a pony, run for your life, because people are gonna eat you.
Hey everyone, don't forget to go check out our site's other great programs, like Stay Brony My Friends by Dusty Cat. If you're on the West Coast like me, you can tune into this amazing program every Monday at 5 p.m. Pacific Date Time. After that, go tune in to Equestria Inquirer on Wednesdays during the same time. Yes, you better believe it. I've tuned into both these programs and can assure you that they are more amazing than you can comprehend. Be sure to tune in to Sketchy Sounds Live Songcast every Thursday at 2 p.m. Pacific. He's a great musician, and if there's any music you want to hear him play live, join the chat and send in your requests. But wait, there's more. Don't forget to tune in to Nightmare Moon's Hostile Takeover every Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific. If there's a song you would like your DJ and Queen of the Night to play for your listening enjoyment, feel free to send her your requests in the official Everfree chat. And to finish off this week before you hear from us again on Sunday, tune in to A State of Brony at 1 p.m. Pacific on Saturday and listen to the best trance, house, and electronic music in all of Equestria. If you have any questions or would like to join this program as a co-host or guest, you can contact me on my official website, which is vanicus.com. Also for you folks, it is a Tumblr, and you can check out the other Ask Tumblrs and ask questions, because that's always appreciated. Once again, that's vanacus.com. We're always looking for new speakers on the show, and if you have the passion, I look forward to working with you in the future. Thanks for your time. See you online.